With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Remediation specialists are trying to contain a 7,000-gallon diesel spill in the Missoula rail yard. Montana Rail Link detected the spill on Monday and issued a public announcement Thursday. By Friday afternoon, cleanup crews had excavated 1,100 yards of contaminated soil. There is continued concern over whether the spill might affect Missoula's aquifer. Travis Ross is an environmental health specialist with the Missoula County Health Department.
The aquifer is contaminated in that particular location due to historical releases, fuel releases on that site. Whether this particular spill gets to the aquifer is remains to be seen.
Nearly all of Montana's rail yards are considered Superfund sites due to decades of fuel spills and the use of chemicals during maintenance that have contaminated the ground. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality will lead an investigation into the incident with the help of local agencies. Today, Governor Steve Bullock announced Montana's unemployment rate is now at 4%. That's down 0.3 percentage points since October. The national unemployment rate decreased by the same amount in November, bringing that number down to 4.6%. Estimates from the governor's office say there was an over-the-month job growth in Montana of 3,600 jobs in construction, leisure activities, the self-employed, and agriculture industries. To the west in Idaho, unemployment is at 3.8%. That's unchanged for the past 5 months. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Freddie Monatis. Senate Republicans in Montana released a plan today to tear down Governor Steve Bullock's proposal for state-funded preschool and instead start work on delayed state highway projects. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The budget for 2018 and 19 that Governor Bullock released last month includes $12 million to start a pre-kindergarten program. But Senate Majority Leader Fred Thomas, a Republican from Stevensville, says that's not going to happen.
What the heck? I mean, how in the world do we get in this position where the governor all of a sudden says, well, we don't have any money to take care of existing things, and yet he has all these other proposals to start new programs?
Thomas and Senate Republican leadership is proposing to spend money in the state's general fund, sometimes called the rainy day fund, to pay for the road construction. There is currently no funding source for those projects because that kind of work is usually paid for through the state's gas tax. And a few weeks ago, the state's Department of Transportation announced delays in scheduled road maintenance because of budget shortfalls in the gas tax revenue. Governor Bullock does not want to spend the rainy day fund to pay for road construction. Federal matching dollars account for most of the funding for state highway maintenance. If the state pays $14 million, the federal government will add $130 million to the pot for construction. It's that $14 million that Republican leadership says they want to spend out of the general fund instead of going to fund early childhood education. But the governor's budget director, Dan Villa, says it's not that simple, because the early childhood education program will be funded through taxes in the coming 2 years, not draw on the state's general fund immediately.
You know, I don't know which it is, if it's bad with math, bad with the truth, or bad with both. But the release today didn't solve a single problem.
In a statement today, Governor Bullock told Senate Republicans to act like grown-ups and work with him to pass a responsible budget. Republican leadership says early in the session, they will draft a dedicated bill blocking Bullock's early childhood education program and appropriating general fund dollars to road construction. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana regulators are requiring oil and gas companies to notify nearby landowners in advance of their drilling plans, a rule adopted on Wednesday by the State Board of Oil and Gas Conservation requires that notification be given to owners of all occupied structures within 1/4 mile of a proposed oil or gas well. Drilling permits will not be issued until notification occurs. The owners could request within 14 days that a hearing be held on the proposal. Occupied structures include houses, schools, offices, or hospitals. They do not include barns, sheds, or garages. The requirements was adopted on a 4-3 vote. It had been pushed by members of the Northern Plains Resource Council, a conservation group based in Billings. The sponsor of a 2015 bill that changed how Montana fills its U.S. House and Senate vacancies says Governor Steve Bullock should appoint an interim replacement for departing Representative Ryan Zinke until a special election is held. Democratic Senator Brad Hamlet said yesterday, it is critical that Montana is represented in Congress during the 85-100 day period before a special election can be held. Secretary of State Linda McCullough and political observers say the U.S. Constitution allows only for the appointment of an interim senator and not an interim representative. Hamlet disputes that, saying his bill allowing interim appointments went through legal reviews in the legislature and by Bullock before the governor signed it. A federal judge has set a January 9th trial date for a Wyoming man accused in the slaying of a couple on Montana's Crow Indian Reservation. The Billings Gazette reports that U.S. District Judge Susan Waters set the trial date for 19-year-old Jesus Denise Mendoza of Warland in an order filed yesterday. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis.